Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
You better know your word. You better know. Don't look on the outside. Peel those covers back and see what they made of. Are they always just taken? Are they always just causing chaos? Are they not happy with themselves? You know, here's the fruits of the Spirit here. I listen to it. Love. And that's that agape love. Give in spite of it all. Give regardless of what you've done to me. That's love. And then joy. That's that inward peace and sufficiency. You know, God doesn't, you know, everybody say, be happy, be happy. God, joy is not the absence of trouble, but the presence of Christ. We can have joy in the midst of trouble.
Amen.
Because we have Christ. And the Bible says that peace that passeth all understanding. They're looking out and saying, how in the world can you have joy and you're in a place like this? How can you have joy and you can barely do this? But you have Christ. They're looking on the outward side. You're looking on the inside. You're looking to the future and what God has already promised you. And then we talked about that peace we just talked about. And we're talking about that long suffering. That's that patient endurance without quitting. Gentle. Are they gentle? Goodness. That's love in action. Faith. Are they faithful? Meekness. You have the power to do something, but you're meek. You have that subdued strength. And then temperance. Do they have self-control? And then my wife told me why she picked me, and I told her the same reason why I picked her, because she gave. She was always giving people rides, always willing to help people. So the same reason she picked me was the same reason I picked her. And believe it or not, we both was virgins when we got married. People say, that's unheard of. I believe the Word of God.
Good.
We simply do what God's Word says. And what a great thing that is when we can believe in God's Word. We have to know that God loved us. And if we love ourselves, and we love Christ, we must love. So I'm going to end on this. Christ, not Christmas. God is love. God gave. Everything we talked about started with love. And we know that God is love. Use this opportunity to witness to the world of why Christ came. And you have the power to give Christ to others. So let's do that. Let's pray. Father God, it's once again that we come, Lord, just thanking you for this privilege, and I mean an honor, to give your word today. Lord, I just thank you for how you are even working in my life, Lord God, to just be focused on what it's all about. My life is not about all these festivities and all these things, but it's one mission that you put Christ on, and that's to proclaim his gospel, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Lord God, I just thank you that you gave so long ago us the gift of life. So Lord God, we like to ask right now that if there's anyone in this room today that have not received the gift of your Son, that they raise their hand today. So if you have not received the gift of Jesus today, raise your hand. Well, praise be to God. No hands went up. Lord God, we thank you for everyone in this room that has received your Son, Jesus Christ. Now, Lord God, we ask right now that you just encourage them to let them take this time to be about you and not Christmas. Let them know, Lord God, that the world has flooded us with so many advertisements, so many innuendos. But Lord God, we know as in your word, our minds must be renewed. And Lord God, as our mind is renewed, strengthen our hearts and Lord, strengthen our minds to be about your business. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to let Brother Spike close us out.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.